Many of you will remember about a dozen years ago, there was a big tumult about the Sheitloch, the Indian here Sheitloch, and every tumult starts from a Gemara, and the sugya that tumult is about is Daf Nun Aleph, more the Amud Aleph than the Amud Beis, but I'd like to share with you just the Yisayid Hadavar. And one, to remember at the end, one important Tahara from Rebelski, besides his other Haras. Go Beseder. I mentioned to you numerous times that in order for something to be Aser, Favay Dezar, it has to be one of four things. A lot of people remember it has to be one of four things. Next is to remember the four things. First, either it's the Avay Dezar itself, or the Noi, the decoration of the Avay Dezar, which is the Mishnah on the Amud Beis, you decorate the Avay Dezar, it's Aser. Or Takruvis Avay Dezar, something you offer as a sacrifice. Or Tashmishe, which we didn't have yet anywhere in the Gemara. Tashmishe Avay Dezar is the brush that you wipe its face with or something that you mishamish the Avay Dezar. It's got to be one of those four. We've spoken mostly about Noi Avay Dezar. The garden in front of the Avay Dezar or the other things around it, but not really about Takruvis, because it doesn't come up in our lives too often, Takruvis Avay Dezar, but that's where the tumult about the Indian here Sheitloch comes up. It appears that in India, the Hindus, of which there are about 300 million, but who's counting? There are 300 million of them. They go and they take haircuts to their Avay Dezar, and that's a lot of hair. And the priests sell it to the Sheitel Machas in Brooklyn for Sheitloch. This is the fact. Metzias Hadvarim. There was a little tumbling about whether it's Bitaruvis or not Bitaruvis, but with Nagatas, we're going to talk about the hair. What Aveira, what Isser is the hair? Those who Aser call it Takruvis Avay Dezar. It's not Noi, it's not Mishamshe, it's Takruvis. It's something that's offered as sort of a carbon to the Avay Dezar. So the tumult about whether this is or is not Takruvis depends on the definition of Takruvis Avay Dezar. Now, we had on the Amud Aleph, on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, not everything that you offer to an Avay Dezar is an Avay Dezar. If you go to an Avay Dezar and you offer it something, it doesn't necessarily become Avay Dezar. The Gemara said it's got to be one of two things. Either something that's offered on the Mizbeach, you bring it flour or wine, so it's offered on the Mizbeach. Here is obviously not offered on the Mizbeach. It's not that. The other, if it's somebody that's not offered on the Mizbeach, Dovash Emakrivim Mimenu Bifnim, Einay Neser, Elam Kein Osim Mimenu Ke'en Zvicha. Unless it was somehow broken, L'Shem Avay Dezar. It has to be some type of thing like a carbon. The Gemara said if you break a stick, L'Shem Avay Dezar, that's Takruvis. The Gemara said if you have an Avay Dezar that they just wave the stick, so waving the stick is being over Avay Dezar, the guy's Chayav Misa. But it's not Takruvis. Takruvis is your makrivit. Makriv is either you burn it or you break it. You have to do something to break it. Which means that in order for this hair to be Aser, it's not enough that the Galuch takes the hair, and I don't know exactly how you offer it to an Avay Dezar, but he goes down and he says, here Avay Dezar, I have a present for you, some hair. That doesn't make it Aser. It has to be that it's broken. In other words, it's cut, L'Shem Avay Dezar. So the entire tumult that took place then, which they were arguing about what the Goyim mean when they give the haircut, is because of this. Because the only way the hair is Aser is if the cutting of the hair is an Avayda, L'Shem Avay Dezar. If it's not, if the cutting is just a Chetimtza to get the hair and offer it to the Avay Dezar, it doesn't become Aser. Because that's the criteria here in the Gemara. So Ravelsky was arguing, to be matir, was that the cutting of the hair is not takruvis avodah zarah. The cutting of the hair in the Hindu religion is a means of humility, of being mashpul the gaiva. The hair is the gaiva, and they cut off the hair. It's humility. If we have to compare it to Tereseinu HaKadosh, Lehavdil, in Torah we have mitzvahs and we have karbanis. They're two different things. The cutting of the hair is what we would say is a mitzvah. It's not takruvis. They don't cut it as a sacrifice. They cut it and then they bring it as a sacrifice. So that was Rebelsky's taina that it's mutter. The comeback on that, the taina the other way, is an interesting thing. That in the Makar Hadavar of Hilchas Hindu, Taka is that way. But when people went to India, they wonder, why do they have to go? Like, why don't you just go online and figure out what's happening? Because when they went, they asked these Hindu people getting haircuts, why are you doing it? And even though in the Makar Hadavar, the Lamdas of Hinduism, they cut it not as a takruvis, but the fact is that the people who are doing it, they consider it to be takruvis. They consider it their hair, and they consider they're bringing it as an offering. When the Rabbi Donner went, a few people went there, they asked them, why are you doing it? The people who do it consider it a takruvis. They look at it as a takruvis to the Avodah Zarah, and they look at the cutting of the hair as takruvis, and that's where the tumul was, that itself should be something that's awesome. So on that nekuda itself, there seems to be a disagreement about what these goyim are thinking. You know, if you got 300 million of them, and somebody goes there, a chassidish yid goes and starts talking to them, you have to have a translator. So I'm not 100% sure, he has 10 people, 20 people, exactly how clear it ends up. But this is, I guess, heter number one. Heter number one, if you don't know the yisayit of the Gemara, you can't know that the cutting has to be l'shem karban in order for it to be us. The Rebelsky had a second heter. This has to do with something I mentioned many weeks ago. Someone gave me a hard time. I don't remember. It's probably Mati Katz because he always gives me a hard time. But somebody gave me a hard time and I said no. And Rebelsky in his letter brings a Ramban on Nun Aleph Amid Beis. I mentioned that time the candles in a church that's noy. And if it's sold, Mishnah Berurah talked, they sell the candles and they brought them to the shul to use. So selling it is a bittul. When somebody sells something, it's mevatel. The Avodah Zarah is mevatel, the noy Avodah Zarah. That's a halacha. Right? They sell the candles. So we're talking then, what about bittul for takruvis? If you have a carbon, is it possible to be mevatel the carbon? So what I said then, which is taka mos rishayim, is that that's something else. If you have an Avodah Zarah, you mevatel it, it's not an Avodah Zarah anymore. But a carbon, once you bring it, it's a carbon forever. Even if you mevatel the Avodah Zarah, the carbon is a carbon. Rebelsky, in his letter, brings this Ramban. The Ramban on Amit says, he talks about Noi, Bittul helps. He says, V'chein adim b'chol mishamshi avayda zara, shein yikar shein mishamshin, k'tei shisaku behen. He goes into mishamshi avayda zara, that Bittul works as well. And at least the way Rebelsky understands the Lashon of the Ramban, it's referring to the Takruvis as well. Now the Lashon is Misham She Avodah Zarah. In Rebelsky's Tshuva, which is printed in the Shulchan Alevi, he doesn't quite make the distinction that it talks about Misham She and not Takruvis. But he understands in this Ramban that the Takruvis Avodah Zarah Bittul helps. In Rabbi Yosha's letter back to Rebelsky, he says, we don't pass like the Ramban. Rebelsky writes, I only mean it as a tziruf, that it works. So one heter is the question of why they cut it. One heter is this heter of Mishamshay. Now, Rebelsky afterwards made a point which I don't see who answers it. Rebelsky tainted that who cares? Why is Rav Donner asking the people whose hair is being offered. You have to ask the barbers. People don't cut their own hair. It should depend on the barbers. Now these barbers, they're not like the Hindu. We said, really, according to the Hindu religion, it's like a mitzvah, not a carbon. But they went there, and they, Rav Donner asked, they said, the people feel it's a carbon. Who cares what the people feel? The people just sit there. The barber gives the haircut. There's no shlichus by a guy. It's what? Why should the person come? Why is the person getting? Remember, if you offer hair to Avodah Zarah, it's nothing. It has to be like breaking a makel. To be called a carbon, I have to break it. Who's breaking it? Breaking it is the barber. Isn't that the carbon, the takruvis? All right, I thought that was such a nice chap, a wealthy chap, that it should depend on the barber. I don't know, the barber's the one who does it. It should depend on what the barber does. Who cares, the guy who sits there? Who says, what? What? They get paid. And the Machne Ephraim says that even though ein shlichus l'gai, but yad poyel ki yad rabbi applies to a guy. He says you can get a guy, you can make a guy, he's talking about building a makkah on your roof. Remember, he has building a makkah on your roof. If you pay a guy to do it, then there's shlichus to a guy also.
They're only paying but, him to cut it.
They're paying him to cut it.
To cut it.
Yeah.
The part is they're not paying him to have the da'as and to do anything. They're paying him to cut it.
So they're but they're not paying him to have da'as, but
lemaisa.
The barber is doing it. That's what Belsky is saying. The barber is doing it. What? Yeah, but remember, saying it doesn't do anything, and offering it anything. It's only the cutting. It's only shmiras hamakol. What? What? When they cut the hair, cutting the hair is the ma'aseh that makes it awesome, because that's why you need daftan aleph. Daftan says it's not takruvus avodah zarah unless you break it, unless you break the stick or you whatever it is that you do. Otherwise, it's not takruvus. And that's this taina that you mutter for that reason.
In other words, when the action of the barber is like equivalent to the Rahabil, the Kohen who do Shechita, and he has a Kohen to do bigger. Like if he does, like he's good for the person.
Right. Rebelsky brings that example in his Lashon. Rebelsky says that, Hitaka says that Lashon in the Shulchan Alevi, he says that when you bring your carbon to the Kayin, if the Kayin shechts to L'shem Pigol, it's the Kayin's das that asses it, and not the owner's das. The owner could be thinking Pigol, but it depends on the Kayin. So he technically compares it to the barber, that the barber is the one who's cutting it. He said that. What? It's interesting, in his answer, he doesn't answer that point. In the letter, he answers three of the points Rebelsky makes. And the point is, the barber, there's no, it's printed, Ravelsky printed Rabbi Yosef's letter back. That taina that's the barber, it's not, I don't know why it's not answered. No, you can argue back, is the barber himself a Talmud Chacham in the Hindu religion or not? If he also thinks it's a carbon, it doesn't help. What? Ravelsky is assuming that since the barber, it's his full-time job, you know, he lives on the mountain there where they do it. So he knows, like the Kaimrim, that cutting the hair is not the carbon. Offering is the carbon. Cutting the hair is like a mitzvah. And offering is like a carbon. So that's the taina that the barber understands what's going on. It's not an avodah. Rebelsky brings a raya because the barber schmooze when they do it. If it would be a carbon, they wouldn't schmooze. They would be mechavel l'shma. And since they schmooze about politics, Rebelsky writes what they schmooze about. I don't know how he knows. That they make psych and politics. What?
They don't have the same thing if he has to barber or he has to straighten up the hair. If he has to barber, then yeah, I'm cutting
it for the same. No, but the time is the barber knows the Hindu rules. That the cutting is not the carbon. The Hindu rule is the cutting is a mitzvah, then you bring a carbon. And he should have asked the barber, not the. You should ask the barber, not the guy who's getting the haircut. That's his time. That's the assumption. I didn't, you know, I'm only reading it from the Svarim. I'm not, I don't know. Well, there are other shekels available, you understand. It's not, anyway, it's interesting what the tumul is about. The tumul comes down to the act of cutting. Now, to be chayiv for Oved Avodah Zarah, chayiv misa, has nothing to do with this. A person who does anything as a derech of Avodah Zarah, Hashem, you take the hair and offer it, that's the person's chayiv misa. But that was the lashon of the Gemara, kishkish b'makol on the Amud Aleph. It says chayiv, the person is chayiv, and it's not awesome, mishum takruvis. To be us as takruvis, it has to be done there. All right, there's a third hetta, which is the Arsameas head, the Arsameas quoted by Sternbuch. He has a different hetter. He says that breaking a makel is takruvis only when you break the makel and you're done. That's the whole avoida. You break it, that's the avoida. But when you break it and then offer it, that's like shechita in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, they shechted a carbon and they offered it. The shechita is k'shera bizarre. The shechita itself is only a preparation. It's our Sameach who says this. He brings it back from a Rambam. So he says that our Gemara Shviras Makel is what breaking the Makel is the whole thing. That's the whole takruvus. But when you break it and then offer it, the breaking is only hachana. It's not takruvus until you offer it. And since they don't offer it afterwards, they cheat, they take it away, and they sell it. So it shouldn't have such a din of, that's a third head. These are basically the three tainas to be mat here. And I don't know, Haranara Poshte, I'm not sure what the meaning of the Sheitel Machas is today. They still use it, they don't use it. I don't know, but what? For the highest price. Well, okay. Anyway, this is the end of Takruvis Avodah Zarah. So remember, Avodah Zarah, Noi, Takruvis, and we'll hopefully get to a case of Mishamashim.